Out in the corridor, Triss called in an echoing whisper.
Stay together. Don't any bee stray off alone.
Mokhug shuddered.
Good advice, missy. I'm all for that.
Loggalog placed a paw against the hamster's mouth.
And don't speak, lest you have to. It ain't safe in here.
Skerum strode blithely up the path, munching on a hefty apple and blackcurrant flan. Chuckling to himself, he cut off into the woodlands.
Dozy old bunch, what? Jolly impudent too, I'd say. Fancy thinking you could demote a garrison commander to a drudge of all work. Cads! Chap of my blinking skills, what? Didn't take me a blooming tick to escape that lot. Starving for 3 days on lettuce leaves and water? Fat chance. They'd find my young wasted body dead after just 2 flaming days of that nonsense. Hey-ho for the open air and fiddledy-dee for those old buffers. Join up with the chaps, that's the ticket. Comrades staunch and true, with lots of rations and so forth. You can't go poor slogging without loads of fodder to keep fur and scut together. No, sir!
The incorrigible young hare strode jauntily along, armed with a pillowcase full of food from Redwall's kitchens, and a window pole with a metal hook on one end, his chosen weapon. With neither care nor conscience, he composed a marching song as he went on his way.
I'm a one-chap regiment, don't you dare stand in me way. No happy cell could suit me well on such a jolly day. Oh, trampity-tramp, I'm marching, stand fast, the buffs I sing. If I had a drum, I'd go rumby-tum-tum, I'd whip it like anything. I'm a perilous hare, you know, just like me dear old dad. A word's as good as a blow, ho-ho, though some may think me mad.
He paused and pulled a face.
Mad? No, no, not the right word at all. Have to change it. Let's see. Mad, bad, glad, sad, old lad. I'll have to think about that one.
In the midst of still shimmering noontide, the trio of serpents struck. Every beast was unprepared for the lightning move. One moment the glade was quiet and peaceful, save for an occasional muted snore. Then, in the blink of an eye, the whole scene changed. Zasalus had spent the last hour inching the oak tree door open, fraction by fraction. Suddenly, the adder saw that the way was clear. He hissed.
Strike!
Together, the trio of snakes boiled out of the entrance. Straight across the glade they rushed, with the mace chain clanking behind, right past the carcass of Widge, whom they already knew to be dead. Crashing into the fern bed, they snatched the plump sleeping rat guard, who shrieked as they seized him.